Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. And we're in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we will, Mirtz Hashem, conclude today's Simen Reish Tez Zayin dealing with various halachos or brachos on smelling things. And the Mechaber starts off with Sif Yud Gimel. Hamugmar. Mugmar we explained yesterday. It's incense that you create by putting something on coals and the smoke that comes off, that's the incense. So this is mugmar. Imhu shalates, if the original ingredient over here that you put on the charcoal was made from wood, so then, mavarach bari atzi besamim. When you smell this, we spoke out yesterday, that one makes this bracha once the smoke starts rising before you actually smell it. So here, if that item that you're using to create this incense was made from wood, then you make a bori atze besamim. Im shalais, if it was made out of various grasses, so then you make a bori isve besamim, as we've already spoken out. And the im shal sharmin, if it was from anything that doesn't grow in a tree or it isn't from a growth, from a product, from the ground, then you make the generic brach of bori mine besamim. Mishnah Berurah explains this a little bit more in Sifkot Memtes. He says, V'lo nishtana birchaso. We don't make a different bracha over here because it started off as wood or it started off as grass and now it's changed into smoke, so we don't say it's changed. Afa bishin israf, even though the item has been burnt on the charcoals and the incense that's coming up is smoke, ayideh hagimur, via this burning it, ein sreifasu nikra mechaloso, we don't consider this burning it to have destroyed it. Adarabba, the exact opposite. Hu goreim, that's the cause, shetala timroso, that the smoke comes up because you put it on the charcoals, v'recho nodif, and that causes the smell to waft, and therefore, as the lavush brings down, by the Mishnah Berurah over here, one makes the appropriate original bracha, whether it's asei b'tzamim, itzvei b'tzamim, or borei minei b'tzamim. Very straightforward. Now, sivkot nun, the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here that the bracha of itzvei b'tzamim is pronounced the way I explained it. Now, I'm actually not sure why the Mishnah Berurah is brought down over here, not earlier on when we first mentioned this bracha, but nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here that the bracha is pronounced, the ayin has a chirik, isvei besamim, a shin is bishva, and it's really a sin over here, with the shva, isvei, and the beis over here is refui, it's soft, it's a vase, not a beis, and this is brought down in the name of the Prima Gadim. And he says, looking further in the Prima Gadim, ayin shom shmevi, oh, das, acheres was there, that there are different pronunciations over there, but this is the way it comes down, halach lemaisa, borei isvei besamim. Now we go to the final sif in this simon, sif yudalit. The Mechaber writes, "Hameriach bi esrog shel mitzvah mevarach alav." If a person takes an esrog during Sukkos, when it's an esrog that's being used for the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, and he smells it, so he has to go and make a bracha on the smell. We've already discussed previously. This is the bracha hanosein reach tov baperos, which we learned in Siv Beis. So that's what the Mechaber tells us over here, and the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan and Aleph. Eina kavona. We're not saying over here that you just happened, shenatola biyadu, let's say, that you were taking the esrog over here to fulfill the mitzvah of esrog, v'agav orche hel orech, and by the way, you also smelled it, debazel kuliyama in elvarach. In this situation, one would not break a bracha, as we've already explained, uchil besiv beis. The reason why, kiven de ein miskavin l'orech, you have no intention, you're not lifting up this esrog to go and smell it, you're lifting it up to fulfill the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, and therefore you do not make a bracha if you have incidental pleasure, even though you enjoyed it, smelling the esrog. However, here we're talking about ela ayri kigon shinatolu lotzeis ulahariach. You picked it up with the intention of being yotzei the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, but you also are intending to enjoy the smell. And in this situation, the b'chi haygavna. Here, the Mechaber is telling us, Paskin and Le'el, the Mavarech al-Achila v'al-Areach. This is the classical case where you make a bracha of Bori Pri Eitz on a fruit, and then you also make the bracha, Hanosein Reach Tov B'Peros, as well. V'sover, Dea Rishona, Duhadin Bazeh, the Mavarech al-Antila Se'esu v'al-Areach. And therefore, this first opinion that the Mechaber is bringing down right now says the same halach applies over here, despite the fact that it's a esrog over here of mitzvah, and you're using it to fulfill a mitzvah and not eating it over here. But nevertheless, since you're intending to do the mitzvah and you're intending to smell it, one has the right, according to this first opinion, to go and make both brachas. The bracha, of course, on the lulav and esrog, alantilas lulav, and the bracha of hanosein reach tov b'peros. This first opinion of the Mechaber is brought down in the Ber HaGolah. It says the name of the Tur, b'shem Avi Ho'ezri. However, the Mechaber then brings down a different V'yei Shomrim, and this, the Bera Gola says, is also brought down by the Tor in the name of the Rabbeinu Simcha. V'yeish omrim, she'einam v'varach. In this situation, you do not make the bracha on anosein re'ach tov b'peiros. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Beis explains d'lav l're'ach avida, because your real purpose is to be yotzei the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, and while you had intention to also enjoy the smell, kiven shushal mitzvah, you don't make a separate bracha on the re'ach. So the Yesh Omrim disagrees with the first opinion. The Rabbeinu Simcha disagrees with the Avi Yo'ezri and says you do not make a bracha on the re'ach. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, because of Magen Avraham b'shem Rashal, the Magen Avraham, he quotes in the name of the Marshal, Dafka b'shas netilas l'mitzvah. This Yesh Omrim over here says you do not make a separate bracha on the re'ach is only when you're taking the esrog l'shem mitzvah. However, even this opinion agrees. Avol kodem l'chein, if you took the esrog before you were yotzi the mitzvah, you just picked up the esrog, so you're not yotzi the mitzvah by just picking it up, because you don't have the other three minim. So if you pick up the esrog to smell it before you do the mitzvah, awachakach, or after you've done the mitzvah, then mevarach l'chulei alma. Even the Yesh Omrim over here would agree with the first opinion of the Avi HaEzri that you would in fact make a bracha hanosein reach tov b'feiros. However, that is the opinion of the Magen Avraham in the name of Marshal. But the Mishnah Berurah then brings down the Yesh Cholkim Azeh. But others disagree with this and say that you never make a bracha over here on the esrog for the reyach. And he says the ayin and the bir halacha. Now, if you look at the bir halacha, hamiriach b'esrog v'chulei, the Yesh Omrim she'enam varech, which is a very long bir halacha. So the bir halacha goes back and forth with different opinions over here, supporting and going against the Magen Avraham in the name of the Marshal. And in the last three lines, he says, "Val kei nira." He says the conclusion of all of this, the ikar kamogin Avram Ladina, that we in fact should paskin like the Mogin Avram over here in the name of the Marshal, that when you are not actually fulfilling the mitzvah, but you're taking the esrog either before or after the mitzvah, the bishari pamim, or the other times, not when you're doing the mitzvah, b'chol yemei achag tzorich levarach kishemeriach l'kulei alma, that you in fact, according to everybody, should make a bracha on the reyach. So this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. The Bir Halacha via the Chafetz Chaim concludes that that is the right way to paskin. However, he then says, when we call Makom, he says, however, Achrei Shehar B'Achronim Hanal Machrim Azeh, the entire Bir Halach over here brings down many that disagree with this Magen Avraham. So therefore, the Tikwa Derech HaChayim V'Chayyadim Es Debreim, and in fact, the Derech HaChayim and the Chayyadim paskin like these other opinions. So he says, the best Eitzah is Yesh Lebno Me'el Hariach B'Yesro Ko Yimei HaChag. The best idea is, therefore, don't get involved in a controversy. Do not smell the Esrog during the entire Yontif of Sukkot, because it's Huktzo L'Mitzvaso, and therefore, there are those that say you shouldn't make a brach on the smell, those that say you should. Why look for trouble? Don't smell it, and therefore you won't get involved in this controversy. Vida, he concludes, the im mimashmish b'esrog, if someone has been handling the esrog, v'nishar hareyach b'yodo b'beged, and as a result your hands have the aroma of the esrog a little bit imbued in them, or your clothing has a little bit of the aroma of the esrog imbued in it, einam avarech haloso hareyach klal. Everybody would agree in that situation that you're not smelling the esrog, you're smelling a byproduct, so to say, of the esrog, and you would not go and make a brach on that. And this would be true even when it wasn't Sukkot, so there's no concern over here that it's Huktzlo Mitzvaso. Why? And this is a principle we've already had many times, shereach zeh ein lo ikra, because when you're smelling your hands or you're smelling your clothing that's been rubbed on the smell of the esrog onto them, that is not considered the esrog itself. It's like a secondary smell, and therefore it doesn't have ikar, it doesn't have real mamashis over here, and we do not make a bracha on that. The issue for number 42 brings down, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah will learn Amir Tzashem in the next siman, in Reish Yud Zayin, says, She'ein levarech al maducha shadochu ba besomim, v'niklad bo reyach. If somebody has the grinding implement known as the mortar and pestle, and you're chopping up your spices in that, and then you smell the grinding implement, so then you do not make a bracha on it. So that's exactly the same thing over here. On your hands that have the smell of the esrog, or your clothing that has the smell of the esrog, you do not make a bracha of reyach. The issue, footnote number 38, points out that there is no isser over here in smelling this esrog. The whole problem is because of a suffix bracha, and this is brought down in the bir halacha as well. This is different than the hadas, which the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Tof Reish Nun Gimel, and the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sivkot Nalev, Sha'osu L'Aricho, that you're not allowed to smell, Kivin Sheikor L'Reach, because the Hadas is essentially made for Reach, and therefore it's Huktzo L'Kol Shiva for the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog, and it can't be used for smelling. The issue for number 39 brings down, from this same Bir Halacha, that if in fact you did smell it, you should make a bracha on it. He also adds from Simen Tof Reish Nun Ches, She'ein ha'esrog muktzo b'shabbos shebemoed. On Shabbos of Sukkot, the esrog isn't, of course, taken as part of the mitzvah, but it isn't necessarily muktzah. Why? Kiven she'ochel l'vorech ha'pri acher v'lechavin gam ha'lareach shebesrog. Since while we have this machlokis about whether you should or you should not make a bracha on the esrog, if in fact you did make a bracha on another fruit that is the no-sein reach tov b'peros bracha, and then you wish to smell the esrog, there would be absolutely no problem. Because as we said, it's not osur to make the bracha on this as opposed to the hadas, and it's not muktz in this situation because you want to smell it. And therefore, there technically would be no problem in smelling it on Shabbos. And he says, furthermore, shegazru chacham shalolito losol mitzvah. The rabbis only said that you shouldn't move or use the esrog because it's huksol mitzvah, so and on Shabbos it has no purpose. However, ein minia v'isol ariachba, but they never instituted that you can't smell it if you wish. Therefore, you could technically go and do this. And therefore, Lamaisa, the Sharet Zion over there, brings down, Shemishi Rotsu Lavarech Olav B'Shabbos, Ein Mocha B'Yodo. You don't have to protest if somebody wishes to smell the Esrog on Shabbos. Kiven Sh'afa El Yerab B'Poskim No Sofim, Sh'ladaitim E Lavarech Olav B'Shar Yom. Even according to all these Poskim that say you shouldn't make the bracha on the Esrog when it's Huxulim, it's also on the other days of Sukkot other than Shabbos, when you can take the Esrog, they would also be molded that on Shabbos, if somebody wished to, they could in fact go and take the Esrog and make a bracha on it, if they so chose. In any event, we have this machlokas over here, the first opinion that the Mechaber brings down in the name of the Avi Ezri, which says that you can smell the esrog and make a bracha on it, and the second opinion of the Rabbeinu Simcha, the Yeshomrim, which says that you should not make a bracha on it. So the Mechaber paskins lahalocha lekach nochon shelo l'riachbo. Therefore he says, don't get involved in trouble over here. Why look to see in machlokas whether you should or should not make a bracha? Don't smell it. And Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel explains, k'day lotzeis midei safik bracha, in order not to have this problem. Why put yourself in between these great Gedolei Yisrael who say you should or should not make a bracha, so just don't smell it. However, as we already pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah paskins v'mei riachbo das Morgan Avraham shelo lavarech. The opinion of the Morgan Avraham, however, is that you should not make a bracha in this situation, and this is also v'chein das agro b'beyura. This is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon too. However, in the Bir Halacha, he does point out that if you do smell it, you should make a bracha. Again, this is a little bit unusual because a simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah would seem to say that we follow the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon not to make a bracha, but he seems to be noting in the Bir Halacha that you should in fact make the bracha. Again, you really would be much better off in this situation, as we've already pointed out by the Mechaber, as well as many other poskim. Don't get involved in this controversy and don't smell the esrog or have intention to smell the esrog on Sukkot, certainly during the weekdays, Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, but on Shabbos there's room to be mekel. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hagah yesh omrim dehamei riach bepas cham yesh lo levar shenosan riach tov bepas." There's a separate bracha that the Ramah brings down over here that says if somebody smells fresh bread that is being baked, he should make this bracha shenosan riach tov bepas. And this is in the name of the Avodram and the Beis Yosef. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nundalet explains, "Kimo bishar peiros." This is just like all the other fruits that we mentioned, shobim lachila, that you're intending to eat them, you make the bar pre-eitz, v'yeshlam reach, and if they have a nice aroma, shemavarach aleim, we make the bracha that we spoke about, hanosein reach to beperos. Kishinot losom k'dei lo reachlem, again, with the caveat that you're picking them up for the purpose of smelling them. So therefore, you make both brachos, the achila bracha, as well as the reach bracha. However, the Ramah then brings down the Yeshomrim that others disagree with, it, the Ein Levarich Olav. He brings from the Beis Yosef, however, a different opinion that says you should not make a bracha on bread in this situation, and therefore he concludes, Lekach Ein Loriach Bo. We do not make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nuneh explains, the Ein Zer Reach Choshev. This isn't considered a special Choshev Reach over here, Shei Roy Levarich Olav, that you should go and make a separate bracha on it. Now, there are two Shaar HaTziyuns over here that we're going to now discuss. And the Chofetz Chaim in Sivkot and Memvav in the Shaar HaTziyun says, Diktakti b'loshun zeh. I was very careful over here in the way that this was written. Sheish lem reach, shemvorach lem kishinot losom kedei l'riach behem. That the first opinion says that when you take bread that's baking and nice and hot, you make a special bracha on it. He says this is as opposed to la'afuke kishinichnas l'bayis, when a person comes into a house, they riach reach tapuchim. He goes into the house and he smells delicious baked apples. Or reach pas, or baking bread. In this situation, bevadai lekuliyama ein lo levarach. You do not make a bracha on this when you happen to walk into the house and there's a delicious smell there. The lo odif, this is certainly no different, no better. Minichnas lo odom echod v'shom b'chedro munuach shom b'samin. That if you go into somebody's house and there's incense there, there's besamim over there. When you're going into the house, you don't make a bracha there, even if you intend to go and smell it. Because the person put the incense there, the besamim there, not for the purpose of smelling, as we've already mentioned before. That we'll learn in the next simon. It was for the purpose of removing a bad odor or masking a bad odor. And so to Oviyah, the Hochanami Bezeh, the same rule applies. However, but if a person takes the thing in his hand for the explicit purpose of smelling it, that's essentially the equivalent of going and taking it for the purposes of smelling, like the Achronim bring down in Siman Reish Zayin that we'll learn tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, and we'll see there in the Mishnah Berurah as well what you do in that case. Now we go to the Shaar HaTzion, Sivkot Mem Zayin, where the Chofetz Chaim writes, the reason he wrote in the Mishnah Berurah, the Ein Zeh Reach Choshuv Shei Roy Lev Orach Lav, the reason according to the Yeshomim that you don't make a bracha on smelling the baking bread is because it's not considered choshuv. So therefore, the Chofetz Chaim writes, Ulefi Zeh Poshut, it's simple. The Av Kishinot Telapas Kidei La Reach Levad, the Ein Miskavin Lechol Klal. If a person picks up freshly baked bread for the sole purpose of smelling it, he has no intention to eat it, Gam Kein Ein Lo Levorach, he should not make a bracha. Based upon what we just said, it's not considered a choshev reach. However, the Vilna Gaon disagrees. Omnam lefi bir agro. The Vilna Gaon, however, says, the af ledei achrona, even according to this opinion, it says you normally don't make a bracha on freshly baked bread. That's because the bread in that situation has the same din as a fruit, sheyesh lo reach. Unless you're going to pick it up specifically to make a bracha, you don't make a bracha on it. And therefore, over here, if you're picking it up specifically, you should make a bracha on it. Tzorich levarech. However, the Chofetz Chaim concludes, Usafik brachos lahokel. Since we're not sure what to do over here, we always have the principle, by brachos the Rabbanon, Safik bracha, you do not make a bracha. Finally, we conclude, Usivkot nun vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'im me'riach, if a person did in fact smell the bread, the halach lamayis, he brings that for the Magen Avraham, Ein mevarech alav, you do not make a bracha lamayisah on delicious smelling, freshly baked bread. That concludes today's shir and Siman Reish Tes Zayin.